981 2NM, the heart of the Hunter. Good morning and welcome to The Real Estate Show with me, Max. And joining me, as always, from John Flatt Estate Agents, Sandy Warburton. Good morning to you, Sandy.
Morning, Max. How are you?
I'm exceptional now. The weather seems to have dried up a little bit.
How's that Sydney weather on... What day was it?
It was on Thursday. Amazing.
Holy dooly.
The railway lines were flooding.
I actually saw a picture of a body surfer at Bondi Beach, but they weren't in the surf. They were body surfing down the steps.
We got away with it, though. I was looking at a map earlier in the week, and there was like everywhere in the state was floods, apart from the Hunter Valley. Mm. Down from Tamworth through to Newcastle was just this strip of the only places in the state not getting flooded.
Yeah. And,
touch wood.
They predicted... Newcastle Hunter 100 mils of rain on Wednesday night or Thursday, Wednesday night, Thursday. Nothing. Didn't get anything like it.
So. Nothing. Still, best thoughts to everyone who's associated or who's copping all that rain and in the floods around the place.
Good grief. Terrible, isn't it?
We dodged a bullet, I think, this week. Now, real estate-wise, what's going on today, Sandy?
Oh, everything's going on today, Max,
that's
isn't it?
Way,
like usual.
That's the way.
We've got some open homes this morning, which we'll talk to you all about after the break. We've had a good run of... newly listed property.
Oh, that's good news.
So we'll talk about those things. Last week we spoke about, during the show, about access and sale properties and how those properties that are tenanted, what the obligations are for a landlord, but also what the tenant is obliged to do, but what the tenant is allowed as well, as far as their quiet peace and enjoyment, and then how that interacts with notice periods and access to the premises for sale and all that sort of stuff. So we discussed that last week, but it brings about a question. Generally speaking, when we're talking about access, what are the rights of the landlord and what are the tenant's rights as far as landlord's access to the premises in any other case? So today we're going to have a chat about landlord's access to premises and what the requirements and what the legislation allows for. And I had a question during the week from somebody and said, you know, what's a quantity survey? What are these quantity surveys for? What happens there? And
we mentioned that
a
couple of weeks ago, didn't we, on the show?
Yeah, so we'll actually tell you this morning what a quantity survey is and when you might need one.
You know what? I don't know that. So it'll be very interesting for me as well to find that out. Now, last week we were speaking about landlords' access to properties in terms of when properties are changing hands in the owners.
Yep.
But today we're going to talk about access just generally for things like inspections and just checking the properties generally, aren't we?
We are, yeah. The Residential Tenancies Act allows for a tenant to have quiet enjoyment, peace and quiet, in accordance with the agreement that they've executed with their landlord or their landlord's agent. There are still situations where a landlord or their agent may need access to the premises. We spoke about one last week, and that is for the sale of a property. Mm-hmm. We mentioned that if the property is going to be for sale and it's known about at the time of the signing of the lease, then it needs to be that they need to be told in writing prior to signing the lease. Those people that are in an existing tenancy and the property is about to be put on the market for sale, they need 14 days notice prior to any people coming through the home. And then they have some rights as far as access by the salesperson, the real estate agent or the landlord while selling the property and bringing buyers through. So we went through that last week. This week we're going to talk about general access to the premises. And the Act allows for the landlord or the landlord's agent or any person authorised in writing by the landlord or their agent during the currency of a tenancy agreement that they may enter the residential premises in the following circumstances. So we'll go through each of these individually. The first is in an emergency. Now that might include entry for the purpose of carrying out urgent repairs. Okay, so that means they can gain access if they deem it's reasonably that it's an emergency.
Well, like yesterday in Sydney when the bricks fell off the roof of some place and that sort of thing, yeah.
Or if there's an urgent repair. Now, we'll take time out for 2 seconds and we'll just quickly, without going into too much detail, run through what those urgent repairs are. So if you're in a rental property and one of these issues comes up, the landlord has the right to access immediately to attend to the repair of that emergency repair. Now, it's not just them. It could be their licensed plumber, electrician or somebody else that's been authorised by them or the agent. And tip for tenants, if you're unsure about people that are knocking on your door, an agent will give a tradesperson a work order or a purchase order or whatever you'd like to call it to carry out a job. Now, if they haven't got that piece of paper with the company letterhead or whatever on it...
Could be anyone.
Then don't let them in. Yeah. Send them back to get it.